Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch Podcast. Today is an exciting day. I'm continuing on with a novena to prayer to Blessed Teresa of Calcutta. And tomorrow we fly out to Rome, Italy, which will be there next Sunday for the canonization of Mother Teresa, so she'll be Saint Teresa of Calcutta. How exciting. Hope to meet all the beautiful sisters and priests and bishops out there and friends, hopefully maybe some listeners. It would be really great to meet up with you guys in Rome. And we're staying, I believe, at Damas, Australia. It was actually originally a house for sisters and for nuns. And they converted it into a hotel, I guess, when Sydney, Australia, the Archdiocese purchased the property. So it's really great, and I'm looking forward to being there tomorrow. I don't know about long-distance calling from Rome to the U.S., so I'm going to pre-record my next, I guess, 5 days from the 4th through the 9th, and let's see how that goes. Okay. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Day number 4. Our Lady will help you. How close we must keep Our Lady, who understands what depth of divine love was being revealed as she stood at the foot of the cross and heard Jesus cry out, "I thirst." Ask for the grace to learn from Our Lady to quench Jesus' thirst, as he did. Recite the prayer of the Blessed Mother Teresa. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, you allow the thirsting love of Jesus on the cross to become a living flame within you. So become that light of his love to all. Obtain from the heart of Jesus, and you can make your personal request. Ours is for earthquake victims in Italy, and for the survivors and the family members who lost their family members and going through tough times. We'll pray for them. Teach me to allow Jesus to penetrate and possess my whole being so completely that my life, too, may radiate his light and love to others. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, cause of joy, pray for me. Blessed Trinity, Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, pray for me. Amen. Now, we're going on a little earlier, so at this point you could stop your recording and then pick it up the following day or keep doing it. We're doing the 5th day, which is titled called Thirst, Jesus Fully. Confidence in God can do all things. It is our emptiness and loneliness that God needs and not our platitude. Ask for the grace to have an unshakable trust in God's power and in love for you and for all. The prayer of the Blessed Mother Teresa now. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, you allow the thirsting love of Jesus on the cross to become a living flame within you. So become the light of his love to all. Obtain from the heart of Jesus. You may now make your personal request. houses for the victims of the earthquake in central Italy. Teach me to allow Jesus to penetrate and possess my whole being so completely that my life, too, may radiate his light and love to others. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, cause of joy, pray for me. Blessed Trinity of Calcutta, pray for me. Amen. Sixth day, true love is surrender. Allow God to use you without consulting you. Ask the grace to surrender your whole life to God. Recite the prayer to the Blessed Mother Teresa. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, you allowed the thirsting love of Jesus on the cross to become a living flame within you. So you become the light of his love to all. Obtain the heart of Jesus. You may now make your personal request. Mine again is for a safe trip for me and my wife, and a blessing for Pope Francis and all the priests and sisters and bishops and cardinals who live in Italy, and for their safety for them and their friends and family. Teach me to allow Jesus to penetrate and possess my whole being so completely that my life may too become irradiate in his light of love of others. Seventh day, God's love, a cheerful giver. Joy is the sign of the union with God and the God our presence. Joy is love, the normal result of the heart burning with love. Ask for the grace to find joy in loving and to share this joy with all your meet. Recite the prayer to the Blessed Mother Teresa. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, you allow the thirsting love of Jesus on the cross to become a living flame within you, so you become the light of his love to all. Obtain the heart of Jesus. You may now make your personal request. I request for a safe trip and travels for myself and my wife, and for all the victims, the earthquake victims in Italy. Teach me to allow Jesus to penetrate and possess my whole being so completely that my life too may radiate his light and love to others. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, cause of our joy and pray for me. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, amen. Day, Jesus made himself the bread of life and the hungry one. Believe that he, Jesus, is the appearance of bread and that he, Jesus, is the hungry, the naked, the sick, the lonely, the unloved, the homeless, the helpless, and helpless. Hopeless. Ask for the grace of a deep faith to see Jesus in the bread of life, to serve him in the dressing disguise of the poor. Recite the prayer to the Blessed Mother Teresa. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, you allow the thirsting love of Jesus on the cross to become the living within you. So to become the light of love to all, obtain the heart of Jesus. You now make your personal request. My request is for a safe journey for myself and my wife, and that love, our Lord Jesus, will flow into both of our hearts. And for the victims of the earthquake in Italy, teach me to allow Jesus to penetrate and possess my whole being so completely that my life too may radiate his light and love to others. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, cause of joy and pray for me. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, pray for me. Amen. Good night, then. The holiness is Jesus living and acting in me. Charity for each other is the surest way to great holiness. Ask for the grace to become a saint. Recite the prayers of the Blessed Mother Teresa. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, you allow the thirsting love of Jesus on the cross to become the living flame within you, so become the light of his love to all. Obtain the heart of Jesus. You may now make your personal request. Mine is against that through these travels to Rome and meeting and seeing where some saints live and died, especially for the martyr today of John the Baptist. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, you allow the thirsting of love of Jesus. Teach me to allow Jesus to penetrate and possess my whole being so completely that my life too may radiate his light and love to others. Immaculate Heart of Mary, cause of our joy, pray for me. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, pray for me. Amen. And that's the pleading. Our 9 days, a little advanced on some of the days, but hopefully you could break it up and still pray the days. And so I hope and pray that I could do some podcasts in Rome, and I'll send you pictures at least, hopefully over my Twitter account or Facebook account. And we're going to see some beautiful sights. All four basilicas, I think the first day of the three basilicas and the holy doors. We're also going to be, of course, saying second day, the St. Peter's Basilica, with, of course, the 16 chapels. And going from there, many more. Of course, Sunday is the canonization of Mother Teresa, who became a saint. Monday, we're going to take a field trip and go to Assisi and see where Francis of Assisi lived and worked and prayed in his church. And I believe also one of the days with the outside wall of St. Paul's Basilica, I believe also we're going to have opportunity to see the relics of St. Bernadette of Sweden. So that should be interesting because I've been doing that prayers that she, Lord gave to her to say. So I hope to be doing some of her prayers also right by there, by her relics and herself. So it'll be very, very interesting. And I hope in this podcast, everyone can stay tuned and listen to some podcasts in Rome, Italy this week. I hope to be very able to do that. So God bless you all. My love to you, my family, and of course, my God, my Holy Mother Mary, and all the angels and saints. Amen.